Kiddushin, Per Gimel Mishnah Yud. Ho'im li'isho kidashtich. A man says to a woman, I was mekadosh you. V'hi ha'imeres lo'i kidashtani. She denies it. Now, there are no edim here. There are no edim. For him to be believed to asa her l'shok, certainly not. You need to edim. For him to be believed against any of her kroivim, not to marry him, also he's not believed. However, who also b'kroiv oisel? It's not an iser on them. The iser is on him, because when a person says something, when a person says they're also, a woman says she's tamei, a woman says she's an eishes ish, a woman says she was zinsa, whatever it is, there's a halach of shavya nafshe chaticha di isura. A person could always say on himself that he's also, on something that's negate to him, not negate to somebody else. So he could say on himself that he married her. He's not allowed to marry her sister, he's not allowed to marry her mother, and so on. His say-so doesn't have a right to ask up his kroivim to her. What he says is not binding, not on her, not on his kroivim. He oimeres kidashtani. She, fakert, she says kidashtani. Voi, I never met you. Loi kidashtich, I wasn't mekadosh you. So the fakat is true. Who mutter b'kroiv oisel? V'hi asura b'kroivov. Her din is that she's asura b'kroivov, but her say-so cannot ask her, not him, not her kroivim, not his kroivim. Shavya nafchatich d'yisur, this is something we discussed in Ksubis Barichus, there's a bavust shailo. What does that mean, there's a nemonus? What does that mean, he doesn't have a koyach of edus? He's not nemon to say that he married her. Or she's not nemenes to say that she was married to him. The nemon legabe themselves. Is that some type of din? Because you said it, so you were mekabel on yourself, so therefore you have to be noig that way, sort of like a neder. That's the lashon the marit. Achrayim bring that nusach. It sounds like a nemonus. But it's a nemonus only insofar. The Torah doesn't allow you to step outside la locha of something you said. You're nemon legabe yourself. The shayla is, would shavya nafshchetich di isura create any dinim? Let's say he was Baal Achoiso. So it would be the halacha. You'd give him Malkus? Would he be Mechuyev a Karbon? It's important to note that even if he'd be Baal on her sister, he's not allowed to, and we would stop him. As Bezdin, we would stop him. Shavan Avshchadik Adesur Mechuyev to believe him enough to stop him from marrying her sister. But her sister doesn't have Be'etzim and Isser to him. So, Marshall, if he'd be Baalel, we wouldn't look at her as being Nifsa Lekuhuna, as if she was Nevelis Lechavi Krisus. Because we don't believe him, Legabe, the sister-in-law, the alleged sister-in-law, that she's Asur. Shavan Avshchadik Asur is only Legabe, the person himself. You have a similar Chakir, it always goes together. Shavan Avshchadik Asur, Nemonus Legabe oneself? Well, it's not a Nemonus at all. All it is some type of din. You said it, you have to keep it. You mekabel it, similar to a neder. You have the same type of shaila legabe hoidos baldin kame edim domi. Reuven says that he owes Shimon $100. There's no edim. If you said it, so you have to give him $100. Is that we believe you legabe yourself? We don't even believe you. There's a din, you said it, so it creates a chiyuv to give him the money. We don't really believe you. This is the bavus hakira of the ktsois in Simon Lamed Dalet. So the Achrenim Kler Shavian Afshin is similar to that, the Kler does Baldin. Two nemonosin that are relative to the person themselves. Mativer. But those are the two cases. Kidashtich. Vihi Oimeres. He says I was Mekadosh you. Vihi Oimeres. She says, Loi Kidashte Elabiti. This is a mistake. You weren't Mekadosh me. Me and my daughter look alike. You were really Mekadosh my daughter. So, he says it, legabi her. She says that he's her son-in-law. So now each one is believed, biyachas to who they're talking about. Who also, but kroivois gedolo. He's also, because he said he married the mother with the kroivois of the mother. Ugedolo muteres bekroivov. The mother is muter bekroivov because she claims that she was never married to him. Who mutter bekroivo is ktana? He's allowed to marry the daughter's relatives. Usually the daughter and the mother's relatives are more or less the same, but there are chilukim. Legabe the daughter's daughter, which is only the granddaughter of the mother, so that'll only be an isser derabanan. and so on, that type of case. So he never said that he married the daughter. He said he married the mother. So that's his din, klapi the kerevim of the mother. She didn't say anything about herself. All she said was that, no, you married my daughter. So she's not believed the gabi herself. She's also not believed the gabi the daughter. There's no dinim at all legabi her. Who mutter b'kerevus ketana? He's allowed to marry the kerevus ketana because he never asked himself up. Uketana mutteres b'kerevus. The ketana is allowed to marry his kerevim because he's not believed and the mother is not believed, not legabi the daughter and not legabi any of the kerevim of the alleged mekadosh. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kidashti is bitech. He says, I was mekadosh your daughter. So now, obviously, he's going to be also to the kroivim of the daughter. He emeres, the mother says, lo kidashta loisi. This is faker from the case we had in Mishnah Yud. The mother says, you mekadosh me. Okay, so play the same cheshbainis out. Who also bekroivis ketana? He said he married the daughter, therefore he's also bekroivis ketana. Uketana mutez bekroivav. He's not believed legabi the ketana, so therefore she's allowed to marry any of his kroivim. Who mutter bekroivis gedeli? He's allowed to marry any of the kroivim of the mother, because he said he married the daughter. The mother is atzur b'kreva, because she claimed that he married her. She's also, by the way, she says she's married, so she's not allowed to stop get married. She's an eshes ish. And that means we have to add another point. In order for the gedola to be able to get married, we're going to ask him, because the gedola said that she married him, he said not, but we're going to ask him to give her a get midrabbanan to free her l'shuk, and once he gives her a get midrabbanan, which we're going to ask him to give, so then he'll be also midrabbanan to get married to the daughter. Since we're only asking him to give a get because she needs it, because she messed herself up by saying she got married to him, so it's not mechayiv him, let's say, to give her a ksuba. He says he was never married, so he gives her a ksuba. But l'maisa, he's not going to be able to live with her daughter since he gave her a get. This, by the way, the Gemara uses, the Rav points this out, but this is in the Gemara's Chesh Muchak from a Pashta Kasha that we have on this Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah Yud and Mishnah Yiral, the sort of Varichus, the Klolim are the same. The Mishnah has to chazer itself over all the details, Legabi when he said, Legabi when she said. Do the math, the Cheshbonis are the same. And the Gemara points out that there's an extra Chiddush. We would say that maybe a man could make up a story and he could say he married her, he married the daughter. He doesn't really care because he can marry another wife. So he can't marry her kroivim. Her kroivim, say that he doesn't mind making shtick because he has an out. He could still get married. Masha'inkin, when a woman says something, a woman by saying, I was mekabel kedushin, maybe we should believe her because a woman is mamish mekalkal herself. Now she's in Eish Zish, she's stuck, she can't get married to anybody. Komash malonda, at the end of the day, you need Eidim. And there's no din emonis over here without Eidus. Or you have a shavya nafshi. You can only ask for yourself. So that's why the Mishnah has to speak out both cases. But the fallout of that is that then we have a lady, Taka, who said she got married. And al shavya nafshi, she becomes an eshes ish. She's stuck. He has to give her a get. And like we just said, then he'll be also to her daughter. And he won't have to pay the ksuba. That's the way the Gemara Cheshbon says that.